All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Hi, this is Karen Jones, Assistant Curator of Architecture, Design, and Decorative Arts.
All right. Well, we have received a release that says the Nelson Atkins Museum has recently opened a new exhibition. This exhibition, however, is quite different than a lot of museums. People actually get to interact with it. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Okay. We're very excited to open this exhibition. It's the first exhibition that we have organized as the newly created Department of Architecture, Design, and Decorative Arts. It is very different from what we even normally do here at the museum because it is wholly interactive. When you come to the museum and come into the exhibition space, what you'll see instead of displays of architectural plans, drawings, or models, you'll see a group of information and images and questions that have been put together to provoke people's own thoughts and responses about architecture. And we've done this in a kind of studio environment, meaning that we've made all kinds of ways for people to interact with architecture in a more hands-on way. Am I making any sense?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Now, when people come into this or are thinking about coming to this, what should their expectations be for when they walk in? I mean, is it just a kind of a smaller interactive, or is this a pretty large exhibition?
It is one of our smaller galleries, but the exhibition is turning out to really capture people's attention, so visitors might want to plan on spending a little time because there's a lot of great things to do. The exhibition is organized in five modules or sections, going from a kind of macro view to a micro view. So we go from landscape to community to building type to style and material. So there are these moments, capsules, modules, however you want to call it, that people can interact with. Each module over the course of the exhibition will have a different activity associated with it, but throughout the entire run of the exhibition are a few things that people can do at any time, one of which is a really fun game that we invented called Five Card Design, where you can pick cards to come up with a building project that you would need to make. So you pick the build shape, the budget, the material, the location, and the style, and then you get to come up with your own design. You could end up designing a Gothic-style barn on a volcano made out of marshmallows, and you only have $3,000 to do it with, or something like that. So people are having a lot of fun with that. Also, in the exhibition, we have over 2,000 blocks that are available for kids of all ages. I've seen little ones all the way to the grown-ups building amazing creations out of some special blocks that we have installed in the gallery. And then also there is a materials wall. It's an array of different kinds of building materials and finishes that are not the normal things you would see in a building store or a hardware store, but things that are a little more interesting and unique that architects can use as they're working on their designs. And that's all available for people to touch.
Gently. How neat. That has got to be so much fun for anybody who can make it out there. That's got to be a great experience. Now, of course, we also want to remind everybody that while there is this great new exhibition, the Nelson Atkins is also always open and free to the public.
Yes.
At the same times that this exhibition is open. And what times is that?
The museum is open Wednesday through Sunday. The hours are a little bit variable. I would urge people to visit the Nelson Atkins website for all the specific details. But I will say we're open late on Thursdays and Fridays till 9. This exhibition is free, and admission to the museum is free. The exhibition will be on view in the project space, Gallery L8, in the Block Building, through July 19th.
Very good. And it is my experience that if you are planning to go to the Nelson Atkins just for one area, you may as well prep for the whole day because you end up going around and seeing a whole lot.
Oh, there's so many great things. And the weather, you know, as the weather gets nicer and nicer, plan to spend some time out in the sculpture park and have a picnic. We have amazing featured exhibitions as well. Those are ticketed, but there's a lot of really great things going on at the museum.
Absolutely. Before we hop off of here, can you give our listeners the website information and a contact number for the museum in case they have any questions?
Sure. The website is www.nelson-atkins.org, and the phone number here is 816-751-1ART, or 1278.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. Is there anything else you'd like to let listeners know?
Can't wait to see you here.
Very good.